Yes, the Goldbergs. Brought to you Monday through Friday by the makers of Does. And now, the Goldbergs. Back in Lastonbury, the Goldbergs have finally settled down in their cottage, but things are not the same. Sammy was injured in an automobile accident, and Sylvia Allison, the cause of Sammy's misfortune, is in the house. A silent girl with a gloomy face. Sammy, out of pity, still wants to marry her, but Molly has Sylvia's promise that this will never happen. Now, however, Molly is more concerned with Sammy's state of mind than with his health, or Sammy's change since the accident. He's despondent and depressed, and Molly cannot break through the barrier he has raised. Young Dr. Cater, a rather well-known psychiatrist who is visiting his father in Lastonbury, has promised Molly to talk to her son this afternoon. As she waits for him, Molly is wondering whether he'll be able to help Sammy. Listen.
Are you coming out on the porch, Mom?
Yes,
sir,
I am. I'm
all right. Come here, Sporty. Come on. Come here, Sporty. That's the boy. Come on. Come on. Lay down, Sporty. Lay down, Sporty.
It's not so loud, dear. You'll wake Sammy to sleep. He can't hear us, Mom.
What time is Dr. Cater's son coming, Mom?
Could be here soon. Give me the rocker, here, dear.
Oh.
All right. Lay down, Sporty. Lay down. All right. You're glad you're home, huh? All right. Oh, so look out. You bump my string beans out of my hands when I need them for supper time. All right, I believe you. Look how he's jumping. Come here. Lay down. Oh, lay down. Here, Mark. Just here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, lovely darling, have you ever seen so many people that came to ask about family, huh? Oh, a village full of friends. Rosalie, darling. What did I do with that little knife?
Hmm?
Give me that little knife. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Rosalie, darling, a person without friends, Mommy, is only half a person.
Where is he running? Where are you running, Toddy?
Who does he see?
The cow.
Oh, look how he's jumping. Oh, Daisy wants to go into the barn already. What time is it already? It's nearly milking time, I imagine. Nearly 2 o'clock.
Open the barn door, darling.
Oh, yeah. My father will come over and do the milking for you, Ma.
Yeah, that's all right. Open the barn door, nevertheless, if Daisy
all
wants
right.
to go in.
Come on, Daddy. Okay.
You! Hello, Floyd.
I didn't see me.
Don't let him jump on you.
Stop there, everybody cooling, darling. I haven't got the case. Let him let go. Better Sylvia go, Rosalie.
I didn't ask her, Ma.
No? She was writing the letter, no?
Uh-huh.
Yes, for the ink. Has she ever done present to the post office? When Sammy fell asleep, she went.
Ma, you're beginning to make too many excuses for her.
Why?
Because I said Sylvia went to the post office.
No, but you said she waited for Sammy to go to sleep.
No?
Nothing.
It's true she didn't left Sammy for a minute now.
Another way to have a hold on him.
Yes.
Now we have to watch and race. She promised me she'll leave when Sammy gets well. So we'll see. And if she doesn't, slowly I'm not up to the bridge yet. Then I am, I'll cross it. Clock is striking indoors.
Just let me hear a minute.
I can go in and see the time.
Five o'clock.
The doctor should be here, isn't he?
He's not really a doctor, is he, Ma?
Doctor, I don't know if he's M.D. I mean, I think he has to be M.D. too, no? If he's a doctor that talks only. He cures with questions and answers, not medicine. So he, I don't know what his title. His title must be a little different than M.D.
He's a psychiatrist.
Hmm?
A psychiatrist?
Yeah, something, too.
Mm-hmm. Psychoanalyst.
Yeah.
So what's he going to do? Does he ask you any questions?
I think so.
Well, I don't think Sammy needs a psychoanalyst, but I think Sylvia does.
Papa's car coming from the road.
Oh, uh-huh.
Papa's home already. I'm glad to see you didn't have patience to stay in the mill late. Wants to see the doctor also.
Jay?
Papa's nervous also.
How is Sammy?
He's sleeping, Jay.
How does it feel?
Fair.
Only fair, huh?
The doctor's coming soon, yes. Come here, darling. Sit here on the porch.
I'm all right here. The step is comfortable. Where is she?
Sylvia.
Yes. Her name can't pass my lips and don't make me say it.
to walk to the post office, I think.
If you should only take a walk home. That would please me no end.
If you're warm, Jay, you take off your coat.
Did you hear me say I'm warm?
No, I didn't hear it. A glass of water, dear?
No.
Is that coming around the road? Around the road? Where around the road? I can't say. Where you going, Jay?
I'll go and see if Sammy is sleeping.
Don't, Jay, darling. He has a bell by his bed. I gave him a little bell. If he's up, so he'll ring. Don't disturb him. Coming up here. Who's that? Coming up the turf. Who can it be?
Hi, hi. You looking for somebody?
Yes, the Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs. Go see, Jay. He's looking for the Goldbergs. Go walk to the gate.
He's maybe
looking for the
Goldbergs. Tomorrow, huh? Maybe it's the doctor.
The doctor walking without a coat. The doctor without a satchel, without a hat. The doctor.
Molly, this is Dr. Cater's son.
Oh, excuse me. How do you do, doctor?
How do you do?
Rosalie, run up and see if his family's up. Go pick a book.
No, don't bother, Mrs. Slate.
No, I won't bother.
Won't you take a seat, doctor?
Oh, thank you.
Are you comfortable on that chair?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Doctor, if there are any questions you want to ask us...
Oh, no, not many, Mr. Goldberg. My father told me all he could, and I've got a general idea. Without seeing your son or even talking to him, I still feel there's nothing too serious involved.
Sylvia Ellison is a serious thing, doctor.
You see, doctor, my son doesn't love her. He pities her at the moment.
I see. Very commendable feeling. What kind of a girl is she?
Well,
my opinion isn't very scientific.
Well, you see, doctor, she's very pretty, Dr. Tager.
So my father said. He was quite taken up by her, look.
Well, everybody is.
Charming, too.
When she wants to be.
I suppose you people aren't exactly in love with her.
Not exactly.
If she's going to remain here a while, I'd be neutral if I were you.
What do you mean, neutral?
Whatever is wrong, dear son, comes from this girl.
Everything comes from Sylvia.
Well, then it's best to be neutral with her. Don't pretend to like, but be sure you treat her as a guest. Let her alone, but don't go out of your way to leave her alone.
She and her false love nearly killed my son. The boy was only a stripling. She was like a disease, doctor, that wormed her way into our family. First me, and then Sammy. Mrs. Stewart was the only one that victored her. A disease, doctor, like an epidemic.
You know how epidemics are cured, Mr. Goldberg?
What do you mean, doctor?
The way to keep people from getting sick is to get rid of the carriers of the germ. The ones that bear the disease without being sick themselves.
I don't understand, doctor.
Oh, well, what's wrong with your son is not something in him. It's something in that girl. You see, Mr. Goldberg, Sammy isn't the real patient. The real patient is, Sammy and Sylvia together. Both of them. It's some idea that lives between them and joins them together. Now, they shouldn't be separated until that idea is discovered and brought to light.
Mm-hmm.
You were very wise, Mrs. Goldberg, bringing this girl here with you. It was half the battle.
Rosalie?
No, Ma.
Here she comes now, Sylvia.
No?
That's her coming around the back.
No, no, don't wait, Etta. I want to see what she's going to do.
She's walking around the back way.
Has that any significance, doctor? Whether she comes in the front way or the back way?
Oh, yes. Yes, everything has. From your description of her, I would have expected her to come in the front way.
Oh, so what does it mean, doctor?
That you've only told me what she's done, not what she is.
This calm doctor sits on the steps of the porch, talking easily, and Molly feels a great confidence steal through her. But just what has Dr. Cater in mind?